Hey, welcome back to Afterburn After Hours. We're back with a mini episode with the Allie Gilbert, queen of men's health. Hopefully I can introduce you that way.
Yes.
Everyone else does. So there you go. All right. So we're going to do a couple. I think we're going to do 5 mini episodes and to help guys just get a couple little tricks that they can start doing on their own. So the first one, this is kind of a lightning question. What are your top 2 tricks for men to kickstart the results in the gym?
If they're not tracking their food, that would be number one, because otherwise you're totally guessing. And usually people are floored by the mass amount of fat that they're taking in compared to the protein and carb amount. And mostly all people, when they track food, are under protein. So that's something that's definitely crucial to somebody's success. Mm-hmm. And then the second one would be managing the stressors, which could mean reducing the amount of times that you're training during the week, prioritizing sleep, prioritizing rest, but hit it hard when you can in the gym, get after the weight training, because that's going to also get you to move the needle towards either your fat loss or muscle growth goals.
So I'll have 2 follow-ups to that. So the first one, I met with a guy, he was like, I've hit a stall point. I can't lose. I've lost like 56 pounds over the last year and I can't move the needle. It's been like maybe 6 or 8 weeks. And so I was like, well, how much protein are you doing? And he's like, oh, 200 grams easy. I was like, okay. So I pulled my app up and I'm like, this is what 200 grams looks like. I was like 230 something. He's like, I'm going to check into that. I was like, okay. Look, just text me later. And he texted me back and he was like, so I was wrong. When my wife said that she does 200 grams of protein, it's split between both of us. I was like, oh, you're doing 100 grams of protein and you're like 6 something, 240. I was like, yeah. Let's just shoot for 200. That number you were talking about, let's just get there. And then like, probably 2 weeks later, he's like, hey, I'm down 6 pounds. So, and again, he did nothing else but increase protein. To our last podcast we had was like, increasing calories is not always a bad thing. So protein. And then the second one, this is a personal story. I recently got called out. So you had said you have coaches. I have a lot of coaches. I have a physical therapist, because I'm old now. I have chiropractors. I have a nutritionist. And so my nutritionist recently called me out and he's like, hey, your training frequency is out of control. You need to back off. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're training like 12 hours a week. And I sleep from 8:30 to 3:30. I'm up at 3:30 every day. And he's like, plus you run 12 businesses and you have other projects. He's like, I'm afraid you're not recovering like you need to. And so I recently got called out on the exact thing that you just said. And here I am, been in the industry for a long time. I know my body, I think pretty well. And I still needed somebody to put me in check. So, again, go back to the point of having a coach.
Sometimes, that should probably be like number one.
I think probably in all of these categories, maybe you have a coach, but so you're saying track what you're eating.
Yep.
And then make sure training frequency and recovery are prioritized.
Yeah. So hire a coach.
Okay. All right. Allie, we'll be back with episode number 2 and then we'll give it a little second so he can know when we stop. All right. This one is 2 tricks for men to kickstart themselves outside the gym. So maybe just like, think like day-to-day life. So maybe I saw a clip of you. You were like, something about soda. You're like, hey, if you're drinking soda, you're like 40 grams of sugar. And how do you feel? Like, so maybe like some of those things, like if I'm not thinking these things through, it's like, oh, I would feel way better if I didn't drink regular soda and just did diet or just black coffee instead of a milkshake.
Yeah. So the diet soda hack is one that can either get a lot of hate or is very well received. And what a lot of people don't realize is many fitness professionals use diet soda as a diet hack because it is sweet. It does taste good and it will help curb some of your cravings, especially if you're used to drinking regular soda. That's a ton of sugar and calories that you can literally cancel out just by switching to one of the zero sodas or a diet soda. I personally love Pepsi Zero or Pepsi Max internationally. Something about the zeros, it just tastes better than the diets, but I will drink that when I go out with people who are drinking alcohol because it's not water. So it's not boring and it kind of looks like you're drinking something. So that's a way that you can still enjoy yourself if you do drink alcohol and you're trying to curb that, which I do recommend. So auditing your circle. If it's tough to get going in the gym or with your nutrition, consider who you have surrounded yourself with, because those people are going to have a huge impact on your success. Because the minute that you declare that you want to change for the better, whether that's via health or how you look or whatever, you're going to be they're going to try to pull you down to their level. They're going to make comments. You're going to be made to feel bad because you're not going out as much, because you're not partaking as much. A lot of those things have to be considered. A lot of guys don't realize that until it starts happening. And I have to forewarn them, if they don't have a supportive circle, like, listen, they're going to give you a hard time for this, and your social circle might change. But the good news is you might make different new friends who are very supportive. Because if somebody has a reason to be upset that you're trying to get healthier, I'm not sure what kind of friend that is. Yeah. You're usually triggering things in them that they can't do for themselves.
Other people's deficiencies will start to show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so going back to the soda thing, I was at a studio yesterday, actually, and a couple of team members were talking to me, and we started talking. One was like, I'm going to go to Starbucks and get something. You want something? I'm like, well, I don't support Starbucks. And no, and they know that. So they're just messing with me. I was like, are you going to get coffee or are you going to get a milkshake? And she was like, I feel very, very called out right now. I was like, listen, like, you don't know, but that's 30 grams of sugar, potentially more, just for breakfast and then somewhere out during the day. So if you're a soda person, you have just one can, then you have your Starbucks drink, that's 80 grams of sugar a day times 7 days a week. That's a ton of sugar. And I think that it's because drinks are so easy to go down too. So it's so easy to consume those calories and sugar versus like eating. It's a little bit more difficult, but you can just, how easy to drink two cans of soda? Super easy.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really big one. And then on the other side of that, your circle, I kind of feel like people should put you into the fire, because if I never go into the fire, I can't ever be brought out to be shaped and sharpened. So I intentionally look for people that are going to put me into that forge, because I want to be pulled out and sharpened and shaped, because that's where growth happens, is when you can break down inside that fire. And I have guys in my circle that are brutally honest, like to a point where like, maybe they shouldn't call them today. But no, I have guys in my circle, like, especially from a business standpoint, I have great business mentors that are wildly successful and they are brutally honest. And that's the one thing that I've noticed about highly successful people, is they're unapologetically truthful. And I think that's what your point is like, put yourself in a circle with those people, or people that are going to inspire you to just maybe not even verbally, but just from them coming around you, you get inspired. And so
100%.
That I believe that's a huge one, is that's how you, I mean, from a kickstart standpoint, absolutely. Like, I've kicked people out of my table recently because I'm providing more value to them than they are back to me. And sometimes it's like, hey, I'm not in that season right now. I'm in a season where I need to get more value. So kind of audit your circle. I love that. So cool. All right, dude. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.